irrigation channel, coming out of terror, back into order. Desperately, their general ran among his men, beating them with the side of his sword into a scrapped battalion from those who had been fleeing only a moment before, and arrayed them in defence formation on the plain in case the Moors had seen the pillar of fire from their dark battlements and sallied out to attack and catch the camp in chaos. But no Moors came that night. They stayed behind the high walls of their castle and wondered what fresh devilry the mad Christians were creating in the darkness, too fearful to come out to the inferno that the Christians had made, suspecting that it must be some infidel trap. The 5-year-old child watched her mother's determination conquer fire itself, her queenly certainty douse panic, her belief in success overcome the reality of disaster and defeat. The little girl perched on one of the treasure chests, tucked her nightgown around her bare toes, and waited for the camp to settle. When the mother rode back to her daughter, she found her dry-eyed and steady. "Catalina, are you all right?" Isabella of Spain dismounted and turned to her youngest, most precious daughter, restraining herself from pitching to her knees and hugging the little girl. Tenderness would not raise this child as a warrior for Christ. Weakness must not be encouraged in a princess. The child was as iron-spined as her mother.
"I am all right now," she said.
"You weren't afraid?"
"Not at all."
The woman nodded her approbation.
"That is good," she said. "That is what I expect of a princess of Spain."
"And princess of Wales," her daughter added.
"This is me, this little 5-year-old girl, perching on the treasure chest with a face white as marble and blue eyes white with fear, refusing to tremble, biting my lips so I don't cry out again. This is me, conceived in a camp by parents who are rivals as well as lovers, born in a moment snatched between battles in a winter of torrential floods. Raised by a strong woman in armor, on campaign for all of my childhood, destined to fight for my place in the world, to fight for my faith against another, to fight for my word against another's, born to fight for my name, for my faith, and for my throne. I am Catalina, Princess of Spain, daughter of the two greatest monarchs the world has ever known, Isabella of Castile and Ferdinand of Aragon. Their names are feared from Cairo to Baghdad to Constantinople to India and beyond by all the Moors in all their many nations. Turks, Indians, Chinamen, our rivals, admirers, enemies till death. My parents' names are blessed by the Pope as the finest kings to defend the faith against the might of Islam. They are the greatest crusaders of Christendom, as well as the first kings of Spain. And I am their youngest daughter, Catalina, Princess of Wales. And I will be Queen of England. Since I was a child of 3, I have been betrothed in marriage to Prince Arthur, son of King Henry of England, and when I am 15, I shall sail to his country in a beautiful ship with my standard flying at the top of the mast, and I shall be his wife, and then his queen. His country is rich and fertile, filled with fountains and the sound of dripping water, ripe with warm fruits and scented with flowers, and it will be my country. I shall take care of it. All this has been arranged almost since my birth. I have always known it will be. And though I shall be sorry to leave my mother and my home, after all, I was born a princess, destined to be queen, and I know my duty. I am a child of absolute convictions. I know that I will be Queen of England because it is God's will, and it is my mother's order. And I believe, as does everyone in my world, that God and my mother are generally of the same mind, and their will is always done.